joined by case manager Alan Dowson after this evening 2-0 defeat at Fleet. Alan, what did you possibly say to the players at the end of that game?
I had time to have a look at the cells, to be honest. That was a hard one to take. Hard one for me and Hamzy and Martin to take. I felt a bit embarrassed, to be honest, that I put a team like that out there who didn't compete. And their young side, Andy Sinton, great manager. You know, he's done great wonders at this club, to be honest, but to let a young side, you know, out-battle you and out-fight you. And we looked scared. I thought we looked scared, and I thought we looked pathetic, you know, as a group at times, not individuals, but as a group. And you try to pick a player who you think, okay, you know, he had a go, and you can't. And, you know, it's massively disappointing. Probably the most I've ever been disappointed being a case manager, to be honest. That's how I feel at the minute. Angry, and I just think, hold on a minute, we've got some players out there, and just went over white line and bottled it, to be honest. And that's how I feel at the minute. I kind of tell how I feel. And, you know, it's I've got to take it away from the players. We put the team out, and we put a team out with thought to win the game. And it's not the players' fault, it's our fault, I suppose. And I'm massively disappointed.
We had Simon Huckle, Tom Williams, Liam Collins on the bench, Jamie Beer in the stands. Those players are going to be knocking on your door, aren't they, saying,
yeah, they've got to be starting. They've got to be, because if we had a show in something like we showed Saturday, we could have continued. But seeing that, if I was them, I would be knocking on my door. And, you know, they haven't been in great form, and we haven't been in great form, and you're trying to get a little spark in that, you know. And but if I was them, yeah, of course I would have you seen me Thursday at training, there's any chance. But at the same time, like, you know, I've got some good players in that room, and I've got to get into them. So as Hamzy, we've got to get into them to make them better, get into them. But there's a lack of desire out there, like, you know, like we won't get everybody here 6:15. You've got people just coming in late and things like that, and it's a championship winning game tonight. And that's the sort of attitude we've sort of dragged into the club, and I'm a bit shocked by it, to tell you the truth. But there you go.
You mentioned that you didn't think the players tonight were up to the fight. Is the squad as a whole up to the fight, and can we sustain a title challenge?
I hope so, yeah. We've got to turn things around quickly, that's for sure. Show some guts like we did Saturday, that's for sure. And I really fancy we're coming here tonight and getting a result, but I'm a bit shocked what I've seen tonight, to tell you the truth. Because I've had a couple of moons at them, but I'm thinking, okay, I've had a bit of bad time, but tonight was a battle, and on a bumpy pitch and stuff like that, and we weren't quite up for it, to be honest.
If Craig Mullen's good enough to be on the bench, why is he not good enough to come on the pitch when we're 2 down, desperately in need of a goal?
That's probably a good question, to be honest. And I think I've got to mention, and you know, looking at our front two compared to Nate, Craig should have had a shout, really. So it'll not be long before you push us forward for the team. No.
Andy Sinton, you said he's an organised manager, might give him that, but he certainly knew Dean Lodge was our danger man. Do you think it was his instructions, those two outrageous fouls first half?
Yeah, it might have been terrible tackles, to tell you the truth, one very good tackles. But I can't say Andy can't tell him to kick anybody, to be honest. He's not that sort of fella. But the thing is, like, and that was certainly intention there, fullback to do so. And but you know, the referee didn't give a yellow card or something like that, didn't he? In the first one, it was like 5 minutes late on the challenge, to be honest. But I just summed the ref up all night, to be honest.
And what about the gamesmanship, the slowing the games down constantly in the officials' face? Does that come from the manager, or is that something the players take upon themselves?
Yeah, well, we haven't got anything about us like that, to be honest. You know, we don't do things like that, so it's a bit of a shock when it happens to us. Like, we haven't got a nasty burn in my body, to be honest. Good lads I've got and good kids, but nice lads I've got, to be honest. Like, you know, we haven't got enough anger and enough hurt about the game, and that's what's worrying us at the minute, to be honest. Like, you know, so again, we had a game plan, and we said about the wide ones being a problem. First goal, Lodgy loses the ball, gets played wide, in you go, simple as that. And then, you know, so you sort of say we'll dig in for the first 10-15 minutes, and we'll, you know, slow up and all that, you know, what happens, we'll go over a white line, all that, you're 2-0 down before you know it, and you kind of give teams like us a chance, and, you know, and the young boys, and Andy Sinton's got them excellent, I think, I think he's done a great job here.
It was their biggest crowd of the season here tonight, and it was swelled by the large number of travelling case fans. Are the players aware, do you think, of how much this club means to so many people?
I know, that's what I've probably asked them a few questions there, to be honest, and I'm devastated for supporters, I really am. I can see how hurt you are, I can see how hurt you are coming to a place like this and getting turned over without a fight, really. We've travelled all the way down to Worthing, a similar thing happened, another top side, and we get turned over without a fight, really. Last season happened against Dover, when we went down there and got turned out, you know, and I can see what I can, like, you know, it must be very hurtful if you spend your taking time off work to come down here, you spend all your money, you know, and all of a sudden you see performance like Lakshya like that, where you're looking around for, I think supporters will take it if you see somebody with fight in their bellies and having to run around and having a go, but when there's nobody doing that from 1 to 11 really, you know, and I kind of pick a player out. I wish I could say he had a go. You look around, you think, hold on a minute, something desperately wrong with that squad, and that's on my head, that, to be honest. And I was quite embarrassed, like I say, and I still am, but I pick a team, and it's my problem, and I've got to deal with it. But I feel very sorry for supporters, and I'll probably like apologise to them, and I'm gutted for them.
The next two games coming up, we've got Chipstead away, then Crowborough away, two massive games. If we don't beat those teams, are we out of the title race, do you think?
Yes, I do, yeah.